Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Saturday, baby. It's Sunshine Saturday, my darlings, broadcasting live from the Windy City. Yes, indeed. Well, it's sunny outside, but let me tell you something. It's 62 degrees, but it feels more like 52 degrees around here. I don't know what the weatherman problem is. I don't know where Al Roker is. Listen, Al Roker is the man in Chicago. Yes, he is. He's the most beloved weatherman that there is, Al Roker. Listen, so me and Al Roker, we got a thing. I put in my request at night. I said, now listen, Al, this is what you need to do. Because whatever come out of your mouth, that's what the weather is going to be. Y'all know it don't work like that. I'm just kidding. But listen. Broadcasting live, Windy City. It is Saturday. Sunshine Saturday, my darling. Make the 11th, 2024. It's 11 a.m. on Central Standard Time Zone. And it's 12 noon on Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say up in here. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International. I think they're sleeping right about now, but they're supposed to be the hardest-working team on the planet. They are in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the U.K. and Germany, and my honorary member in India. Hooray! It's the morning! Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumpa. Gumpa Rum, the CEO and the founder is Juggalama. Come on, yeah. He's the hardest working retired man I ever did see. Listen, we got two flavors inside. You know, it's sad that I don't know why I don't get me two of these flavors, mix them up together and take them on. Take them on down just like that. That's the way I sound when I'm drinking too much. Listen, I ain't no drinker. I have virtual drinks. But y'all all know I'm a champagne girl, right? Listen. Gumpa Rum has two different flavors. Natural vanilla, which is Gumpa Gold. Natural coconut, which is Gumpa Silver. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Well. I got some awesome news for y'all. Lisa Hurt. My girl, Lisa Hurt. Listen. I really don't think Lisa Hurt really knows how much I appreciate her. You know, I esteem her very highly than myself does. That's what words that we're supposed to. Lisa Hurt is phenomenal. She's my guest on today. We are going to talk about resilience. You know, I love this girl so much. Listen, God has a way of doing all this, Lord, today. Cut my music, y'all. Cut the music. Give me 1 minute. Listen, cut my music. Listen, I got some elves in my workshop that does all my little helping. Lisa Hurt is so phenomenal. Listen, let me tell you something. God put people in your circle. I have to tone it down some. Y'all know I'd be so excited about everything, you know. Listen, but let me tell you, Lisa Hurt is phenomenal. She is fantastic. God will put people in your circle for a reason. Listen. She teaches on emotional intelligence. And, you know, God had me to plug into her. Because at first she was coaching Sexual Voice, and she was started coaching the Resiliency Maverick, and she is the Resiliency Maverick, and she also speaks a lot about emotional intelligence. And I began to plug in. God had me to plug into what she was saying. And you know what began to happen? This is my point today with the story. This is what God will do when he put people in your circle. He'll have you to plug in. You don't have to communicate with them every day. When God has you to plug in, he wants you to listen to what they're saying. You know what began to happen? It really began to get into my spirit. And I started talking about emotional intelligence on this platform, on this show. And I began to talk about it. And listen, it is so important to understand emotional intelligence. We need that. And we need to learn how to be resilient. Because that's what we'll need to have in these days and time to do what? To sustain us. So listen, my guest on today is Lisa Hurt. Hi, Lisa. How are you today?
Hello, hello. I'm so glad to be here. How are you? Sounds like you're doing well.
I'm fantastic. Thank you for asking.
Great.
So let me jump right in. I want to begin by asking, what gave you the inspiration to start emotional wellness and elevation coaching?
Well, you know, Fierce, I've been doing that for years, but I hadn't coined the phrase, if you will. And it wasn't until I had a major, major health scare, and I had to then cone it and figure out what it was and how I was going to move forward in the career that I was called, I feel like I was called to do. And it was a matter of taking care of myself. And the only way that I can continue to take care of everybody else is to teach the emotional resilience and emotional intelligence.
Okay. So it was a health scare that you had, and that birthed out emotional wellness and elevation coaching. And I do want to applaud you and thank you for being obedient and bringing it to the forefront and talking about it, because it's a platform today that's really needed, and it's a valuable tool that you have. And I want to thank you for doing it. And so also
Thank you.
You're more than welcome. And when you teach on and talk about resiliency, the resilient maverick, explain to the listeners, why is it important to be resilient? First of all, what is resiliency?
Resilience is the foundation of being able to handle and manage all kinds of situations in your life and to bounce back. Excuse me. Sometimes people go through things and it's difficult for them to get over it, or difficult for them to walk their way through it. Some people, they feel like something has happened, okay, I move on, but they haven't dealt with what happened in the past. So being resilient is all about focusing on how you're going to make it through it, how you're going to make the person beside you make it through, and how you're going to come on top the next time without taking you out. Does that make sense? So resilience, it's all about performing in a way that your future is secure mentally, physically, and emotionally.
That's good. That is good stuff. Performing in a way that your future is secure. You're right about it. You know, it's interesting. This morning, I read a story that was on Channel 2. It was on CBS. It was online, but it was Channel 2 News. Mm-hmm. A young lady, middle-aged person, she lost her son-in-law. Her son-in-law was 18 years old, and this is reflecting on being resilient. She lost her son-in-law. He was 18 years old. He got shot. And it was, of course, a major loss in her life. This happened about 2 years ago, I believe the story said. But she didn't know how she was going. She was in a, well, I should put it this way, she was in a deep, dark place for 2 years, and she didn't know how she was going to make it through it. Guess what happened? She decided to be resilient and do something to help her to heal. You know what she did?
Yeah,
She started a business. She started cooking. She started cooking because she said that cooking was a way, she loved to cook. It was her outlet to be happy, to be whole, and she had some of her grandmother's recipes. And you know what began to happen? The business flourished. She opened the business out of a place of trying to heal her heart from the loss that she had, and she began to bounce back, be resilient, and now this is here in Chicago. Her restaurant is booming like nobody's business. She took her grandmother's recipes, and they're on her menu, and she's doing fantastic. She's healing herself, and she's helping to heal others by mentoring other young people and teaching them how to use tools to secure the future. And so I think that's a great example of how to be resilient, pick yourself up, and bounce back.
It's an absolutely great example, because the one thing about emotional intelligence and resilience is that I can talk to you about it all day long, but if you are not ready to make that transformation, then it won't happen. You yourself have to be ready to make that change. And that's the key to all of this. I can tell you how it can help you. I can give you tools and strategies and all of that. But until you are mentally ready to make that change, it's not going to happen. And when you are and you make that move, things like this person you were just talking about is going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. And so let me kind of switch gears just a little bit. I want to also talk to you about emotional intelligence, because, you know, we see a lot that's going on. Some people, they may have gotten to a place in their career, in their life, where they're doing very well. And maybe we see it all the time where executives act out. Maybe they don't have emotional intelligence. They have the great careers, the blue-collar worker, or someone that's in a bank and they're a vice president of a bank. And we see things happen all the time. We wonder, well, how in the world does a vice president of a bank or this person end up in jail or end up doing different things? So have they not learned how to be emotionally intelligent, or do they not understand how to control their triggers? So explain to the listening audience about emotional intelligence. What is emotional intelligence, and how do we actively have that in our lives? How do we, what's the word for it, practice emotional intelligence?
Practice, yeah. So basically, you are right. It's all about understanding your emotions, but on a grave level, meaning people, you know, it's a buzzword, understand your emotions, but it's so serious and it's so impactful to understand and be able to identify and put a name to your emotions. Because if you don't understand what you're going through or what you're thinking, then you won't respond to a situation in a very effective manner. Then with that, you have to also understand, look, when you're an executive, when you're a leader, you are in charge of many, many people. But if you don't, if you're all into yourself, and you're not looking out for the worth and the value of the people that you're serving, then the culture is going to be negative, and it's not going to be anything grand, because you don't understand what your people need, and you don't understand your own emotions, or you're so caught up in your own emotions, you're losing people who want to help you succeed. So that's why emotional intelligence is so, it's on every level. But as a leader, you have to be able to and want to and have a desire to understand what your folks are going through. And if there's an incident or a situation and you're not, you can't read the room, you can't understand what is happening around you, then it's not going to be, the outcome is often very negative.
Wow. That's a mouthful. That is a mouthful. You know, and it's so true. You have to be able to. And I feel like this, and I want to say this, I want to put this out there about emotional intelligence. I think that when an individual is emotionally intelligent, emotionally sharp, that they understand how to discern and connect with individuals. Because if you're not able to connect with someone and see where you need to meet them, first of all, I believe and I think that when a person has the intellect and the intuitive understanding of how to meet somebody where they are emotionally, then only then can you begin to help them, serve them, maybe mentor them a little bit to help them to understand that there is something that they can do to come up one step a little higher in their emotions.
Yes. 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 Because people are suffering alone every day. People are going through things and they're masking it at work or they're masking it at home. But family member, friend, leader, it doesn't matter. If you are truly, truly emotionally, have an emotional skill set that allows you to be able to understand when someone's going through something or understand when someone needs to, and this is key too, Fierce. When a person is trying to tell you something, I need you to listen. But if you all caught up in what's going on just in your world, you're going to regret it. You're going to regret it because people usually come to you, but you don't see the signs. People don't see the signs. Now, leaders, I know. I want leaders to hear me say this. You have a lot on your plate, but that list needs to involve emotional intelligence and motivational interviewing and resiliency, emotional resilience. Your list needs to involve that. A culture that includes emotional intelligence, it's almost like a family. It's almost like a collaborative that everybody is on the same page, everybody working towards a goal. But if you are only in it for yourself, it's not going to work. It's not going to work.
You know, that is a lot. That is a lot. And I want to take a break. I have a song I'm going to play. I have a song that I'm going to play. It's Bridge Over Troubled Water. We're going to listen to that.
Oh, love that song. Yes.
Yes. And then when I come back, I want us to, what you were just talking about, individuals that come to us. And I think that's really important. I think that's really key. Because a lot of times people are wanting help, looking for help, and they may have a discussion with somebody, and they say things, and we don't recognize that they're really saying, help me. They're saying, help me, I need help. But they're not going to come out and just say it that way. We have to recognize the conversation, and they're giving a key to you to help them, but we got to be able to turn that key and help them to unlock whatever it is that's going on the inside. And so you're right about that. And so I want us to talk about that a little bit more, you know, individuals that come to us, and we have to be able to read the signs that they're really looking for help. And so I want to talk about that a little bit more because I think we miss a lot of opportunities to help individuals.
Mm-hmm. We do.
Okay, and so this is Bridge Over Troubled Waters. I want you guys to take a listen to this.
When you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in, dry them all, I'm on your side. When times get rough,
She does such she does a wonderful job with that song. That's Ellen Rosenfeld, Bridge Over Troubled Water. Of course, that's the cover song from Simon and Garfunkel. But my God, her voice is just amazing.
Yes, it's pleasantly piercing. If that makes sense.
It does. That does make sense. I never thought of it in that way. Her voice is piercing. I mean, it really pulls you up. It's almost like you listen to her sing, you listen to the words, and she has a way of, it's like a hook. Her voice has a hook. She hooks you and she pulls you up.
That's right. Yes, she does.
Dark, Yeah, wherever you are, a dark place, she pulls you up. I mean, she can put that song on, and it will pull you out of whatever bad funk that you're in for that particular day.
And so It does.
Mm-hmm. And so she has a great ministry as well. She's over on Instagram. She has a great ministry in music. Just amazing. She's an amazing artist. She's really amazing. She's been in music for many, many years, and she's just phenomenal. And so I did want to revisit. We have just about 4 more minutes left in this particular episode. I did want to revisit. So I want people to understand that sometimes people come to us and they start a conversation, and I want people to realize and understand that they're looking for help. And I want us to be able to open our eyes and to listen. I want us to more so open our ears. We need to have our ears open to hear what people are really saying. You know what I mean?
Yes. And, you know, we could talk about keywords that you hear from people and things like that. But every time when you're interacting with people, it's not necessarily a therapy session. So you're going about life. And most of the times when people talk to you and they're sharing some intimate things or sharing some things with you, they trust you with information, you know, don't take that information in a way that you don't feel is necessary to provide some support in it. And when I say that, it's people just don't talk just to talk, especially about things that's very, very private to them. So we need to take that opportunity. You know, a practice that I try every day, you know, if I run into people, how are you doing? Are you feeling okay? Because that goes a long way. If that's always smiling, but today I don't see you smiling, then in my mind there's something wrong. You ask a simple question: do you need to talk? Some people will say no. Some people will be, yeah, I would love to vent. Let me tell you, when I say the connections are so important, because you have to have that person, you have to have someone that you can vent to. Because when you internalize these things, it blows up. It becomes it becomes like an infection in your mind and in your body. And it can affect you emotionally, physically, and mentally. And then when it gets to a point that you're not well, you have to think about that. Because remember in the beginning I said I started doing this process because of something that happened to me medically. So for 30 years I manifested emotional intelligence and resilience and good health into so many people for over 30 years. But I forgot about myself.
Oh, wow.
So when this medical issue happened with me, I had to find a way to continue doing this.
Mm.
And here lies emotional intelligence and resilience, because in doing research, I realized that if you don't understand what you're feeling, or you hear things from other people or see that they're acting differently and you ignore it, and then something occurs the next day, the next week, and you could have prevented it, that doesn't sit well with you. It's not going to sit well with you. So just take the time to check in on people. Just take the time to really listen to what people are saying.
Mm-hmm.
Take the time to really get a view of what they're doing today. that person doesn't really act like that. Something must be going on. Don't just say it. Act upon it.
Mm.
Make sure that person is okay. Because we've got to help each other in this world. We've got to, it takes a village. It takes a village. And with all the things and negative things that's going on in this world, you know, now it's time that we establish that village and that we want to be a part of making this world a better place, if you will.
You know, you're right. We do. We have to help each other. And it's kind of funny. It's one thing that came up in my mind I was thinking about when you were talking about you had a health thing that happened. There's a lot of things that you said that kind of I wanted to touch base on. I remember, Lisa, years ago, I tried to start this coffee and conversations. I wanted to do it at different coffee houses, bring people together just to talk and have conversation and coffee and a place where you could kind of vent and just talk about whatever you want to talk about and help each other. You know what I mean? But it didn't, I started it, it didn't kick off. I really didn't do it. I put it out there, but it didn't really take legs and go anywhere. And the reason I'm bringing that up is to this point. I want to say this. You may or may not know, I lost my brother, my older brother, back in December of 2023. And that was the most horrible, horrific thing that's ever happened in my life, the worst pain I could ever – I can't even describe the pain of that thing. But in that happening, I've been trying to figure out what can I do to continue my healing process and to heal that hole that's in the heart. And I think that I've been trying to think, well, how can I help people? Because so many people have loss. There's a lot of loss in the world today. And some people some people don't have someone to talk to. And I'm thinking maybe coffee and conversation. So I don't know. But I think that this conversation today is a very valuable conversation and a great conversation because we do have to help one another. And you were talking about how your health scare birthed forth the emotional wellness and elevation coaching. And a lot of times God will use a bad thing, a horrible thing, and something good will come out of it, like the lady who lost her son-in-law. She has a thriving business. So sometimes God, he'll do that to help us to heal, and then we'll help other people to heal.
And yes, that is so true. And, you know, I spent so long, and I'm sure many people do, and I know they do, because, you know, in my career, I've had people who are stuck here. You get angry, and it's hard. You know, there's stages of this thing, you know, it's like the stages of grief, and there's stages in life, and it's like I was stuck at being angry. It's like I did this for 30 years. Why is this happening to me? Wow. And you know, you have to, when these things happen, you have to understand truly who you are. You have to put a finger on, are you doing this just for the money? Are you doing this truly for the people? Have you lost, because of everything that's happened to you, have you lost what you started this for in the first place? So all those things you got to think about, and you have to be very, very focused and aware of, because it's easy to, when you get knocked down, it's easy to say, forget it, I'm tired, and you start living a routine life. You grow up, you get a job, you work till you retire, and then, you know, hopefully you have a good life after retirement, and then you die, you know? And that's, you don't have to live like that. Emotional wellness is all about being able to grasp on any emotion that you're feeling so you'll know how to move forward and continue an abundance of life.
Yeah.
Because if you don't know how to deal with that emotion, and you hold on to it, thinking just it's like it can kill you, actually, really. If you hold on to things you haven't dealt with, those things you haven't dealt with can truly hinder you from having a great life.
Wow. I believe that. Listen, we have really exhausted our time, but I do want to give you an opportunity. I do want to give you an opportunity to let individuals know where they can connect with you and how to connect with you. Individuals that want to have a conversation and take it to the next level, where can they connect with you?
Well, I'll be honest with you, Ms. Adrian. I am all over the internet, and I know time is ticking. So, listen, you can reach out to me on Instagram. I'm on LinkedIn. So, and generally, it's Lisa Hurt or Hurt and Poet LLC. So you can find me pretty much anywhere on the internet.
All right, great.
Very simple.
You know, and I do want to say this to everybody. I would love to in the next coming up weeks, maybe, Lisa, have you come back a second time. Now, I'm not just saying this. I'm really honest here. I would love for you to come back a second time because you hit on something that I think we need to explore a little bit more, too. You talked about anger. And so if it's possible, if your schedule allows, within the next few weeks, hopefully we can schedule something where you can come back and we talk about anger. Because there's a lot of anger. That's an emotion. There's a lot of angry people walking around. And maybe they don't know why they're angry. Maybe they don't know how to deal with anger. Maybe they don't know what to do about it. And so maybe we can help some people to dissect their – because I think anger is an exploding bomb. If you don't fix it, it's going to explode eventually. And you don't want to explode on the wrong person. You know what I mean? So I would love for you to come back and we talk about and explore and dissect that emotion of anger. Just deal with that one particular emotion and talk about that just
a little. I would love to. I would be honored to. Absolutely.
Oh,
absolutely.
All right. So, guys, listen up. You have heard from Lisa Hurt. She is phenomenal. She's fantastic. Listen, she's going to come back in the next couple of weeks. Hey, Jim, how you doing, Jim? Jim is one of my favorite listeners, so I know he's out there. Jim, thank you for listening. I really do appreciate you guys. You know, the Fierce Female Network is in 45 different countries. We're touching down in 45 different countries. Thank you guys for listening in. Listen, in Germany, we have more listeners in Germany than we have in the U.S., and I think it's phenomenal. Thank you for listening in. I do see that New Zealand is back on our chart. Thank you. I have about 1% listeners in New Zealand. Europe, there's about 39% listeners in Germany. Thank you guys for listening. Please do subscribe. Y'all know what to do. I ain't got to tell you. Subscribe on Spotify, Amazon, iTunes, wherever you would like to listen. Go ahead and sign up so you don't miss any episodes. And guess what, y'all? This has been super delicious good.
He's the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and food.